Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Thompson, who was formerly with Millikan, but now is the executive director with the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. How are you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to talk to you today because I know that there's an effort going on that you guys have coined HIRE, which stands for Home Improvement Revitalization of the Economy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
If I could give you just maybe a little bit of a backdrop on what's going on here. Just a couple of statistics, I think, that might help. Between 2007 and 2008, we've lost about $67 billion in economic value, and we expect we'll probably lose another $74 billion in 08 to 09, and that kind of translates out to between 250 and 300,000 jobs each of those 2 years, respectively. So the overall economic impact is pretty dramatic.
Now, how do you get that number? Is that just in interior furnishings or
home furnishings and building products? And that was some pretty good data that was put together as part of the coalition that did all this work when we were working initially to impact the stimulus bill. Some of your listeners out there may know this, but I think this could be a little bit unprecedented as well. And I really give a lot of credit to Frank Hurd at the Carpet Rug Institute on this, but back when the economic stimulus bill was first being considered, Frank and a few others got the idea that maybe it would be really beneficial here if we could join forces within the home furnishings and building products industry and really have a chance and an opportunity to impact the public policy related to what's going on there with what was going on with the stimulus package.
Well, let me ask you real quick. It's the CRI, the Carpet Rug Institute. It's your organization, the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. It's the Sleep Products Association. What are the other associations that have gotten together here that are trying
On the floor covering side, I just named two, but the World Floor Covering Association is one, the Hardwood Federation, the National Wood Flooring Association. Then outside of flooring, we have the National Paint and Coatings Association, American Home Furnishings Coalition, the Polyurethane Foam Association, National Home Furnishings Association, the North American Ceilings and Adhesives Council, and the International Sleep Products Association. So good, about 11 or 12 really good, strong organizations who have brought to bear all of their government relations people to help craft and move something forward that we think does have some value out there. The coalition during the first half of the year did a lot of work to try and impact the stimulus package. Frankly, we did not get to where we really wanted to be. But based on the work that we had done, we felt like if we kept the coalition together, we had an opportunity, based on what we'd learned going down the road perhaps, to do something that would be outside of the stimulus package. And so basically what the coalition did was work to craft what you mentioned earlier, a piece of legislation called HIRE. The good news is that Hank Johnson, who is the Democratic representative in the 4th District of Georgia, has agreed to introduce the legislation. And also learned this morning some other good news is that Nathan Deal, who is a Republican from the 9th District of Georgia, has agreed to be the lead Republican co-sponsor of the HIRE Act. What the bill really is intended to do, for a three-year period of 2009 to 2011, it's geared to provide a tax deduction up to $2,000 per family for the purchase or installation of qualifying home furnishings or building products, and that's for families making up to $300,000 a year, $150,000 for individuals. Mm-hmm. So that's a $2,000 tax deduction. For lower-income families, it would provide a tax credit up to $500. And for those people who are buying for resale to consumers, namely contractors or retailers, there would be a tax credit up to $10,000 for the purchase of qualifying home furnishings and building products. And that's based on a 10% credit. Then the good news is that tax credit actually is doubled if the products meet a standard recognized environmental standard, such as LEED, Green Globes, or in the case of flooring, we have the Carpet Rug Institute's Green Label Program, and we have the Resilient Floor Covering Institute's FloorScore Indoor Air Quality Certification Program. So any of those products that meet those environmental standards will be eligible for a double credit, which would be for a family $4,000, a credit which would be pretty significant.
All right, Dean, let me summarize some of the things you just said. If this HIRE Act passes, which right now it's just been proposed, so I think one of the reasons we're talking about this is to perhaps get a groundswell, maybe have some people write their congressmen to get more representatives on board to support
exactly.
This thing. But if it passes, a consumer could get a $2,000 deduction off of their taxes if they spend a certain amount of money toward a home furnishing product, like a flooring product or something like that? Is
exactly.
That, okay. And that $2,000 deduction could be as much as a $4,000 deduction if the product has got some kind of green nature to it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if it meets one of the recognized environmental standards that's out there.
Okay. And this is for families making up to $300,000.
Maybe. That's right.
Okay. All right. I see. So one of the reasons I did want to get you on is because we do have some, like you say, Congressman Hank Johnson out of Georgia and Nathan Deal on the other side of the aisle is also in favor of it. So we need to get some other federal legislators involved and in favor of this thing. And we're asking, I guess, some of the people who would benefit from having this type of legislation passed, we're asking them to perhaps write their congressman. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking, I've seen these things happen before, there's probably a couple of sample letters that have been put together that they can use as a model or a template to write their congressman. Is that right?
Exactly, and they can get those, no problem, can call my office at the Resilient Floor Covering Institute or can contact the Carpet Rug Institute. Either one of us can provide that information.
If this gets the type of sponsorship and support in both houses of the federal government, we're hoping this thing would pass sometime this year. Is that right?
That's a goal. You know, the political process sometimes doesn't move nearly as fast as we'd like it. But I think the good news is that we have something in motion, which I think is key. So we've got some momentum, and I kind of use a good football analogy, kind of think we've got the ball in the red zone. Now we've got to get across the goal line, and that's where I think all of your readers can really help us by following up and contacting their respective congresspeople and encourage them to be a co-sponsor on this piece of legislation.
All right, great. Well, I think we've gotten the points across, Dean. I appreciate you being with us today. We've been talking to Dean Thompson about the HIRE Act, and Dean is the president of the Resilient Floor Covering Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.